Before we begin, I would be delighted to invite our distinguished honorees, please, to come forward and join us. Exactly. I'm honored to be here, and I'm representing our dear colleague and president, Billy Gershon, who, under doctor's orders, has to limit his hours at our convention, and I'm honored to represent him in this wonderful task. As you can see, we have two honorees from the class of 1964, and that means it's 50 years ago, and two colleagues very well known, not only to those of us at this convention, but to our entire assembly and to a much wider audience as well. Rabbi William Lebo, and I will restrain myself by returning to my Quebec roots and calling you William Lebo. But it took me a while at the seminary to get used to that. But so Bill Lebo and Dov Peretz Elkins. First, a couple of words about Bill Lebo, who served with honor and distinction in congregations in Port Jefferson, New York, and in the North Suburban Synagogue of Bethel in Highland Park, and did not leave Highland Park only to give Vernon Kurtz and Elliot Gritel opportunities in Chicago, but more important because then Chancellor Smar Shorsch reached out to Bill to become Vice Chancellor of the Jewish Theological Seminary, and during which time he also served as a Dean of the Rabbinical School and was really mentor to hundreds of rabbinical students and rabbis for many years. And since his retirement in 2007, has been part of the RA professional staff. Official title, Senior Consultant for Rabbinic and Institutional Leadership. When I first saw that, I asked myself, what does that mean? And then I understood, after thinking for a while, it meant that Bill Lebo was hired to be Bill Lebo. To be a colleague who colleagues throughout the world would reach out to, colleagues who were going through dilemmas, problems, challenges in their careers, and knew that Bill would be there to be an ozen shamad, to be a listening ear, and to be a great voice of reason and understanding. One of our truly beloved colleagues, friend and mentor to so many, it is my honor to call upon Bill Lebo to receive his recognition at this milestone in his career. The members of the Rabbinical Assembly and Convention assembled offer tribute and honor to our revered colleague and friend Harav Zeev Ben Aryeh Leib Rita, Rabbi William H. Lebo, who this year marks the jubilee anniversary of his ordination. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for his dedicated service to God, Torah, and our people. We pray you continue to experience contentment, well-being, and blessing amid the love and esteem of family, friends, colleagues, and community. Mazel tov. And our second exceptionally distinguished honoree this afternoon and evening, Rabbi Dove Peretz Elkins. Served with distinction as rabbi at the Jewish Center in Princeton, New Jersey, and a challenging rabbinate with a congregation of academics and probably the highest level of IQs in the world gathered in one location. But Doug was certainly up to the task, and like Bill, Doug decided that retiring from the pulpit didn't mean retirement. Because as we all know, and if you walk out the door, not right now because it's not open right now, but if you walk out the door, you're going to find a booth for JewishGrowth.org where Dove's publications are available for sale. And of course, I encourage all of you to stop there when you have a chance. And Dove is the author of numerous publications, and I think all of us have a shelf or two in our libraries devoted to the works of Dove Peretz Elkins. Among the many books and works, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Readings, two separate volumes, The Wisdom of Judaism, Chicken Soup for the Jewish Soul, and Moments of Transcendence, which hundreds if not thousands of us subscribe to each year to prepare us for the Yamim Noraim, Dovrei Torah, and so many other publications that enable rabbis to find help in the preparation that one needs for very, very onerous seasons of the year that we encounter in our rabbinate. And Dove also, of course, reaches a non-rabbinic audience as well, because he has been able to deliver inspiration, whether it be the stories that he writes or publishes or collects, the Midrashim, the Agadot, the Ma'amarei Hasidut, all of the works that he's compiled that reach a wide audience and expose them to the riches of Jewish spirituality and spiritual tradition. And so for what he has done for us in the assembly, for all of his rabbinic colleagues, and for Am Yisrael, we are so honored to honor him today at this milestone in his career. Of the Rabbinical Assembly and Convention assembled to offer tribute and honor to our revered colleague and friend of Dov Peretz and Bat Yasara Vozer Halevi Elkins, Rabbi Dov Peretz Elkins, who this year marks the Jubilee anniversary of his ordination. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for his dedicated service to God, Torah, and our people. We pray he continue to experience contentment, well-being, and blessing amid the love and esteem of family and friends, colleagues, and community. And it's my honor to call upon Doug to speak on behalf of the class of 1964.
It's an honor and a pleasure, especially to be here with Bill Lebo, who's been a dear friend for well over a half century. Other colleagues in our class may have come, were it not for the fact that we're in Texas, a little far away from many of them. Two of the 18 who graduated with us have gone on to Olam Haba. Others are academics and not in the pulpit. David Gordas, David Blumenthal, Ben Ravid. We had a very distinguished and wonderful class of scholars as well as pulpit rabbis. When I think back on the amazing teachers that I've had myself, and Bill and I have both had, I think back to the rabbi when I was growing up, Mortimer J. Cohen, Alav Shalom, at Beth Shalom Congregation in Philadelphia. And later, when I became assistant rabbi at Har Zion, David Goldstein and Jerry Wolpe, Aleihem HaShalom, I had a lot of wonderful training. And then Graz College, where I had a remarkable number of teachers, and Camp Ramah. And then at the seminary, names that some of you may have also studied with, but some of you may just know them by name or by their writings. Heschel, Kaplan, Lieberman, H.L. Ginsberg, Boaz Cohen, Nachum Sarna, Robert Gordas, Ben-Sion Boxer, Abe Halkin, Sholem Spiegel, Seymour Siegel, Louis Finkelstein, an amazing, amazing array of scholars and teachers who we were privileged to study with over the years that we were at the seminary and the year at Hebrew University, where I studied with people like Yigael Yadin, Avraham Malamad, Nachim Haran, again, a remarkable group of people, Ernst Simon, Avraham Goldberg. We had a speakers program. People came to what was then called the Pnimiya, the dormitory. Ours was the first class to live in the seminary's building in Jerusalem, and we invited people like Shai Agnon, who came to speak to us, and Norman Bentwich, and Bentwich told us about when he was a kid growing up in England, Achad Ha'am came to his home for Shabbat dinners. These were the remarkable experiences that we had over many, many years. I just want to say a few words about what I think some of our younger colleagues, although I don't see too many of the younger colleagues here, but I think okay, here and there. Our profession is one that is, as we all know, very stressful. And for me, there have been a few things that have helped me through the stress. One, our colleagues. The next is celebrating Shabbat with my wife, and when my children were young, with the family. And I always made it a point to have Shabbat lunch with the family rather than remain for a long, prolonged luncheon at the shul with the B'nai Mitzvah or whoever. And that's very important for rabbis who undergo so much stress to spend Shabbat time, Friday night and Shabbat lunch, with their families. Otherwise, their families will not know them, and their best years will go by without with their parents away at work, quote unquote. The other thing is taking care of ourselves physically, exercise, diet, the things that help us avoid the terrible diseases that we're prone to when we undergo the stress that we do in our profession. And of course, the wonders of Talmud Torah and Tefillah and living a life of spirituality, which helps us to keep our goals clear and always in mind, and not get lost in the day-to-day work and stress of the job. A lot of things have changed over these 50 years, and I think it's important for us to be open to change. And the Parsha this week, B'chukotai, we read, in B'chukotai telechu, doesn't say tishmoru, ta'asu, it says telechu, to move, to go forward, to make progress in your thinking, in your open-mindedness. And were it not for our open-mindedness, we couldn't absorb the enormous tsunami of changes that changed over the generations. 50 years ago, well, myself, I went to an all-boys high school, went to college with women, but then I went to a school, a rabbinical professional school with all boys again. And today, it's a different world. We have to be open to changes like that. The conservative movement is so different and so much improved and so much gained by the presence of women colleagues among us. The enormous increase in Keruv, which has become so important. Not at all when Bill and I started out in our rabbinate. The change of our attitudes toward gays and gays and lesbians, it's a different world today, and we have to be again open to that. There's so many more rabbinical schools today than there were when we were going out of school. There were 20 or 50 positions available for us when we graduated, but today is a different story, and we have to prepare ourselves for other possibilities. The rabbinate, looking back, has been an enormously rewarding experience. And what has guided me is love of Torah, love of Shabbat, love of Am Yisrael, love of the State of Israel. I've been to Israel, like many of you, almost 50 times. And Mirza Hashem, Maxine and I are making Aliyah in September. We're going to spend, again, God willing, 6 months here and 6 months there, because we have 2 children in Israel, we have 3 grandchildren, and probably more coming, because one son is being married in September in Jerusalem, and we'll live there. So Israel has been a very important part of our life. As many of you know, my postings on Ravnet have been very outspoken on Israel. Finally, there are 3 guiding principles, some of which are in this week's Parsha, or in the book of Vayikra, which we finished this week. And these have guided me in my work and in my life. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, love God. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor. And ke'ezrach mikem yeh lachem hager hagar itchem v'ahavta lo kamocha, love the stranger. And by living by these 3 principles, studying them, teaching them, they have been a tremendous source of support and inspiration. Loving God, loving our fellow human beings, and loving the stranger. And I hope and pray that these loves, these guiding principles, will be my guides and your guides forever. Chazak, chazak, benit chazek.
First of all, I just want to express my gratitude to the privilege of being here with my friend of these many years, as Dov has expressed so beautifully. To hear him speak and share these words of Torah, as he's inspired all of us for so many years with his words and his teaching. And I just want to take a moment, not to give a talk, but to thank all of you for being here at this session. It's with tremendous gratitude, first of all, to Hashem for life and for the ability to be here and to experience the warmth and friendship of all of you. And I just want to speak to one word about the Rabbinical Assembly and the meaning of being part of our Chevra, of the Rabbinical Assembly, for 50 years and what that means. And how that is a source of our survival as rabbis. It's not just the chevruta, it is more the encouragement and the stimulation and the challenge that we give to one another. And my favorite Mishnah, which those who have been my students at the seminary have studied with me, of the Bright of Rabbi Meir in the sixth Mishnah of the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot, which I admit I didn't study much during my earlier years because all of the Mishnayot are very long. But the one Mishnah, Gedola Torah Yoter Min HaMalchut Min HaKohuna, was interpreted by Shmuel Usida, a mystic of Tzfat, a disciple of the Ari and Chaim Vital, understood that entire Mishnah as a Mishnah about leadership, about the rabbinate. And there are just two words, there are 48 qualities of being a rabbi that Rabbi Meir wrote about, at least in Rabbi Shmuel Usida's understanding of that Mishnah about rabbis, that there are 48 qualities that make us rabbis. But there are two that refer to this moment for Dov and me, our classmates, and our entire association with the rabbinical assembly. It says to be a rabbi that you have to do it b'dibuk chavirim, by cleaving to friends. And then there's a correction that's given to the text that says it's not just b'dibuk chavirim, but it says b'dikduk chavirim, by challenging each other, by disagreeing with each other, by pushing each other constantly towards a higher achievement of our responsibility as leaders. And without the dibuk chavirim and dikduk chavirim of the last 50 years of our colleagues, and the privilege now, thanks to our leadership, to Julie and to others who have allowed me the privilege of continuing my dibuk chavirim and dikduk chavirim over these years since my retirement, that without that, I don't think I could have lived or gotten through the challenges or the disappointments that Dov spoke so beautifully about. And I just know that all of us here, and we're here because we appreciate what it means to be a part of the rabbinical assembly and a part of our chevra and a part of our ability to talk to each other with cleaving and with disagreement, and to know that that always takes us higher and higher and higher. So on behalf of Dov and myself and our entire class, I thank you for this honor. It means so much to reach this day. It seemed like something so far away just such a short time ago. And it's here with tremendous joy, with tremendous gratitude. Thank you to all of you for making this so much more meaningful for Dov and myself today.